Penguin Random House Audio presents Swamp Bones, a short story by Kathy Reichs, read for you by Catherine Borowitz. Chapter 1. March. Barely spring, yet the unseasonable Florida humidity made me feel like I'd disembarked from my flight into a Rottweiler's mouth. For the 100th time since arriving, I berated myself for choosing the Everglades as a vacation destination. My hair was giving me a big thumbs down. I had no way of knowing at that point that Lank Locks would turn out to be the least of my worries, that my vacation would quickly descend to a dark and grisly place. But not yet. My first hour in the Glades, I was just hot and bothered. The Daniel Beard Research Center had been a missile site during the Cold War and looked like it, despite now being painted a garish flamingo pink. The color really made the National Park Service logo pop. Pushing through the door, I applauded the overzealous air conditioning. My sweat-slicked skin instantly goosebumped up, but my limp ponytail was too far gone to rally. I crossed the public area and headed toward the business side of the building. A woman behind a scarred wooden desk tracked my approach. Beige hair, beige skin, coral mouth. A stern expression said she took her gatekeeping duties seriously. Really? The South Florida Natural Resources Center needed protecting? Dr. Tempe Brennan. Cheerful as I could muster. I'm here to see Dr. Robin.
I don't have you down as a visitor.
Never breaking eye contact.